Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of We Watch Spiders. Excuse me, We Watch Shudder. My name is JD. Who's here with me?
It's Michelle. I'm also here with the spiders.
We're watching the spiders. Oh, my God. Just gonna, look, you guys, I'm just going to tell you straight off the bat. JD and spiders, we're not friends. We're not on speaking terms. This is gonna be a fun episode. So anyway, we're talking about a spider movie. We'll get to that in a minute. Michelle, how you doing?
Well, I was good. And then I turned on today's
Then you watched
movie,
the spider so, movie? Yeah. Yeah.
The spider movie. I take that back. I answered that I was good, but I was not good. I did have a shitty day, and now I'm realizing this movie just ended it.
You went from bad to worse?
Yeah, because I went and I got my hair did this morning, and that was great. But it was also drizzling rain, which is my favorite kind of weather. But after getting my hair done and feeling fine as hell, I went to run a couple errands. And every time I got out of my car, that's when it started downpouring and just whipping really fast wind. It was like this off and on thing all morning, and every time I got out of my car is when it started again. So if you're in the Fargo-Moorhead area and you're wondering what the hell was happening with the weather, sorry for that. I guess it's my fault. So that happened to me this morning, and I'm still mad about it.
How do I put this? So you have clearly identified that the pattern is you get out of your car and it starts raining really heavily.
Yeah.
Why not just never get out of your car?
I would have loved to do that, but I did have to go pick. Oh, and then one of the times that I had to get out of my car was to go get my new glasses. And when I got in there, she's like, "Oh, you're not wearing contacts, are you?" And I went, "Yes, I am." And she went, "Oh, well, you have to check the prescription." I went, "Okay, do you have a place that I can put my contacts?" And she just stared at me. And I'm like, "We're in an optometrist's office. I know you do." So she just like stared at me, and I went, which I could see because I was wearing my contacts. So then I'm like, "Well, I can just take them home. I mean, I don't mind coming back if I need to. Like, how often do you really have to return your glasses because they come in wrong?" And she's like, "It happens every once in a while." And I like went, "Okay." And I took them home, and they're fucking shattered. The lenses on my new glasses. Like, I took them out of the, I was like, "How did you not see this? Was she not wearing contacts? Is that why? Did she not have her eyes in?" So I'm just like, "God damn it. I got soaked picking up these goddamn glasses." What a morning.
And you can't even wear
that
them.
That happened.
You
I know,
can't even wear
ago.
Them. Michelle, so Michelle, Michelle.
Wow. Michelle, that's how I was apparently. Fuck.
Look, I know we got a movie to talk about, but I am getting more and more and more excited. Of course, it got officially announced. We Watch Shudder sponsoring the Chicago Horror Film Festival, along with a bunch of other cool sponsors. We're not like, "Yeah, this is our thing now." You know, it's not that. No, but the wild part is Michelle did a lot of the negotiating here for us because she handles all the business. I'm the ideas man, and Michelle handles the business. We were under the impression that we were going to get opportunity to go down there and just like interview some guests of the festival and everything, and maybe do some records to put on the show. But they're letting us do a whole like live recording. They got this awesome little lounge there where we're gonna set up, and I'm just gonna be like, my plan is to just post up at one of the tables in the lounge and have the festival guests come and chat with me. But we're just gonna chat loud enough so anybody else who's in the lounge can hear us and hang out, and you know, maybe pass a microphone around for some questions. It's why I have never done a live podcast recording ever in my life. I may embarrass myself. I may not embarrass myself. Who knows? It's going to be wild.
And I will not be there.
Yeah, but you're going to Vegas, and you're going to do all sorts of cool stuff there that I don't get to go do.
Ooh, I got a list of things. I've started working on my schedule while I'm down there. Of course, I have like, okay, so Vegas, I'm not going to get into it too much because it's a long story, but I'm going
Well, and
for work.
also, I'm pretty sure we've gone through all of this a couple of times. Not just Vegas. I'm
Oh,
not putting
no,
it all on you.
I have new
Oh,
stuff,
Jesus,
though.
of course you do, because you have to fill literally every single minute of every single day.
I do, because I was going for business. I'm still going for business, but then I'm staying the weekend after because I don't get to go to Vegas very often.
So,
And then what?
well, sorry, I
You
didn't
had a
mean to interrupt.
question.
Continue. No. I was going to ask a question, and then I decided not to ask the question, but I interrupted anyway
But you still
because
made this sound.
it's in my DNA. I apologize. I'm going to turn this microphone off. You talk.
I'm not going to talk for too long, I promise. So I am going to Vegas for business, and then I'm staying the weekend after. And I was so excited to be in Vegas by myself. And then I bought some mace, so I was fully prepared to be in Vegas by myself. But then I put out a status on Facebook, and I asked people what they wanted to do. And my friend Kristen messaged, and she's like, "Hey, if you want company, I can just fly up there pretty quickly because I'm in Albuquerque." I went, "Hell yeah!" So then she's coming to Vegas. And then this past week, we mentioned to our friend Sarah, who's one of Kristen's like bestest friends, that she could come with if she wanted to. And then she immediately booked a ticket. So now suddenly I'm going for a business trip to Girls Weekend. And I'm so excited. I've never done a Girls Weekend where we're so far away that we have to fly. I feel like such an adult. I let them into my itinerary, which includes a spreadsheet with the hours that everything is open and whether you need to reserve a ticket in advance and what the costs are. And then I started putting out my own schedule and saying, like, okay, well, this I'll try to do during the week because you guys don't really want to do it. So when my conference is done at like 8 p.m. each night, I'll go wander and do something on my list. So I'm so excited, and I let them into the crazy a little bit. Where I'm like, I'm fine branching off. You guys don't have to come to the bodies exhibit, but I am going to the bodies exhibit.
Are
Yeah,
you
I guess.
gonna make them go to the spooky thing, the haunted whatever?
Zach Bagans. So I'm iffy on Zach Bagans Haunted Museum now because it is 2 hours for $80, and Sarah has done it before and does not want to do it again. And I'm like, "You don't
Ah.
want to go shit talk Annabelle?" And she's like, "I was so tired at the end of that tour." So I'm like, "Oh, well, going by myself, but I still might. It
Yeah.
depends. Saturday is up in the air. I wanna, but I also $80. Jesus, I'm already spending 110 for the sphere. So it's gonna be if I
You're
did
paying a
everything on my
hun
list."
you're paying $110 just to go inside the sphere?
No, Darren Aronofsky's film plays. I forgot the name of it, but it's all about global warming and humans destroying the earth. And this is showing in the sphere, which is having a gigantic carbon footprint. So it feels kind of counterintuitive.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, that's very Las Vegas, I guess. That's definitely very Las Vegas. I God, I don't even know. First of all, Darren Aronofsky made a movie about climate change. Is
It
it
was 55
was it
minutes
is
and it
this a
costs
movie?
$100.
Like you people are just gonna have to fucking wait for us to talk about the Spider movie. Is this like a movie that was specifically made to be shown in the sphere?
Yes.
And so you go inside and you watch it kind of all around you?
Yes.
And they
It
let
looks
Darren
incredible.
Aronofsky do
Yes. And JD's
How?
not the biggest fan. I am a gigantic
How
Darren
is
Aronofsky
he
fan.
going to make this documentary about global warming tell the story of someone who lets their obsessions destroy their lives? How is it going to tell? That's the only story he knows, Michelle. Obsession destroys your life.
Well, here's the thing. I'm just glad that I get to go watch this movie that I've seen very little about because I want to be very excited. But I saw rockets blasting off into space and they're all around you, and that's cool. But like I'm glad I get to see that and not the whale. So I'm just gonna like count my blessings.
I gotta be honest, like if they did like some sort of like fancy updated planetarium type program in the sphere, I would be totally down for that for sure.
Oh, same.
But
Spencer Darren Aronofsky it made a
oh
climate
God.
change movie. And you know what? Fine.
Speaking of
I'm
Darren
excited.
Aronofsky, just in case you guys haven't swung by WeWatchShudder.com and looked at the schedule recently, Mother's Day is coming up. And I said to Michelle, hey, I know we just had this debacle where I asked you to watch four Toxic Avenger movies. And I was going to ask if you wanted to do Mother's Day for Mother's Day, but that's, I believe, also a trauma film. So what do you want to do? And what did you say, Michelle?
Mother by Darren
I don't know if you guys have seen this movie. I have seen this movie. Michelle knows how I feel about this movie. She's punishing me. Anyway,
It just happened to be after you punished me. Either way, I would have asked for Mother. I just had a lot more sway power after
it's really
Toxic.
kind of an ideal Mother's Day movie in a lot of ways. Well,
Welcome
we
to our Darren
probably
Aronofsky fan podcast. Welcome.
yeah, no, that's not what this is. But we have
Okay, infested.
probably put off talking about spiders about as long as we can get away with.
Yeah.
There are for sure parts of this movie I don't ever want to see again. But let's not get into it too soon. Michelle, would you like to tell these people what this movie is about according to the Internet Movie Database on account of how
Yeah.
Shudder wrote a novel again?
Yeah. You know, as time goes by, I appreciate Shudder's novels. I just wish that they weren't so easy to read when you clicked into the movie.
That's fair. And at some point we have to stop blaming Shudder. Obviously, like, these have to be written by the movie people, right? And they're just like, here's your character limit, tell us what you wanted to say. But I'm gonna blame Shudder, so
They're definitely growing on me. I
it's
just hate that sometimes I read things that are massive spoilers. But I do think it's cool to get like the whole
yeah.
history of a movie that's been out for a while. It's just like, God damn it, make it harder for me to get
Yeah.
spoiled while I'm clicking
Yeah,
into
how hard would
the
it be to just be like a click here for more information, you know? For that matter,
Exactly.
how hard would it be to be like a click here for trigger warning sorts of stuff? Come on, man. It's 2024. Let's get on the ball. I just wanted to bring up trigger warnings because I'm in a mood to just like make anti-woke people feel like they want to punch me. And so
Oh, I'm very anti-woke. I love sleep.
I'm
Ha
weird. By the way, if you haven't watched this movie yet, trigger warning, there's some animal stuff in this one. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Michelle,
Yeah.
take control. Michelle, take the
Infested.
wheel. That's Carrie Underwood's song, right?
Oh shit, we're in the ditch. I'm so sorry.
Oh, shit.
Okay, Infested from IMDb. Residents of a rundown French apartment building battle against an army of deadly, rapidly reproducing spiders. Infested
Yeah.
2023. I love rundown French apartment building. It's just like, how is it different than other apartment buildings? It's in France, but
Also,
like,
did you see the design of that thing? If that like on the inside it looks like hell, but on the outside we'll talk about it more when we get into the
it looks
spoiler
so cool
section.
on the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would live in
French
that
apartment
building for
building. That's an
sure.
important plot point. This could never happen in America, only
No.
France.
Well, I don't think they're trying to say it could only happen in France.
I
I just
don't.
think they're just saying it just happened to happen in France.
Yeah, it's just
That
a weird
is
call out.
where it happened, was in France,
Yeah.
as far as I
Okay.
know. Anyway.
Well, Shady, I would
Yeah?
like to hear your spoiler-free thoughts on the fucking spider movie.
Okay, spoiler-free thoughts on Verminase, aka Infested. Look, here's what I have to say, first of all, is there are parts of this movie that I can't fairly judge how genuinely scary, like how scary they were based on how well crafted the movie is. And that's not the movie's fault. That's that I have a very deep-rooted and still at 43 years old, highly active primal fear of spiders. And so I don't know if how I was reacting was just because of oh shit spiders, or because of the skill involved in presenting oh shit spiders. That being said, this movie really kept me on my toes in a lot of those moments. But there are a couple of things. There's one thing in particular with the spiders that I'm not going to put here in this section. But as we get further and further into the movie, it pulled me further and further out of it. We'll talk about that more in detail. Also, this movie tries to do a whole lot of character stuff and bring some drama into it. And I'm not entirely sure why, but the scary action horror spider bits and the more dramatic character storyline bits never really quite gelled to me. It felt like I was watching two movies. But I will say, this fellow who made this movie, and his name is not coming to me right off the top of my head. Let me pull it up here. Sebastian Vanacek. He's the guy they brought in to make the next Evil Dead movie. And based on this, I'm real excited to see what he does. This one only kind of worked for me. I'm going to give this one 3 out of 5 skulls.
Ooh, okay.
In case you're wondering. 3 out of 5 spider skulls. Do spiders have skulls?
Well, they have carapaces. And okay, that's they're not fair. Really bones, but I would think like it kind of counts. But the skull fair. Is their whole body
yeah.
at the same time. Kind of.
Gotcha. All right. How about your spoiler-free thoughts on the spider movie, Michelle?
Yeah. This fucked me up in a way that a lot of movies don't. I don't get scared by stuff very often. I was crawling out of my skin like a fucking wolf spider molting. Oh, my God. I also have a primal fear of spiders. Mine is based on some pretty intense childhood trauma. So while some would say irrational fear of spiders, mine is very rational and makes a lot of sense. I do think spiders are really cool when they're far away from me. And like if I go to a zoo and they have like an insect area, I love watching them through glass. I have had friends who had pet tarantulas and I'm like, I can't touch that thing. I know it's cute when you hold it, but I would probably squish it just out of instinct. And I don't want to do that. Like spiders are cool. I am subscribed to a YouTube channel that is all about peacock spider mating dances. And those are fucking great. Just queue up a video feed of peacock spiders doing their thing. That's great. That's a great Friday night. They were all over the fucking people, and that's not cool. Yeah, I was so uncomfortable. I was legitimately freaked out. Like you said, I don't know about how this would have worked with any other thing. Like if a puppy was the problem, might not have freaked me out as much. Maybe millions of tiny puppies could have done it, but fuck, it had my heart racing in a way that my heart has been racing and is the reason I have a stress test scheduled for next weekend. And my cardiologist is gonna be like, your heart is even worse. What happened? I'm gonna be like, the fucking spider movie. I'm giving it a 4.5.
Okay, pause just a moment. 4.5, that's great. 4.5 plus 3 is 7.5. That's 3.75 average. There, we got the math out of the way. We'll come back to it in a minute.
Yeah.
You're having a stress test like 2 days before you're supposed to fly to Las Vegas?
Yep.
Don't you feel like you're tempting fate there, Michelle? Like, what are you going to do if your doctor says, oh, I mean, I guess one could say that if your doctor says, no, you can't fly to Las Vegas, then it's a good thing that you went to see him.
Yeah.
But would it be?
Ooh, you're assuming my doctor is a man? Wow.
Oh, wow. You're not wrong. I did just do that. I did just assume pronouns.
Cassandra is a very well-educated woman, and I
apologize
her.
For assuming your pronouns, gender identity, and all those other things. Cassandra, did you say?
Deal. Yeah, she's great.
You're right, though, but that's the problem, is that he is the default. That's the entire thing we're trying to get away from here, Michelle. Yeah, because we're fucking woke here. Go fuck yourselves. Anyway.
Told you, I want to be back asleep, though.
I do want to point out, I feel a little bad, and this is a part of why Michelle does most of the interacting on the social media. Is Michelle put up her regular post about, you know, she puts up a post about each new episode. And she put up the one about the Toxic Avenger. And somebody put a comment on there about saying something positive about Toxic Avenger 4 Citizen Toxie. And I replied, he said something about it being like a cool superhero team. And I replied, yeah, but it's also a disgustingly stereotypical portrayal of terribly marginalized people and more or less complete trash. And then they deleted their comment and I feel really bad because the last thing I want to do is be aggressive with anybody who's trying to engage with us. If you're listening, I'm very sorry. I don't remember your name, and I can't figure out your name.
It was a mutual friend. I will send you their name.
Okay. I'm very sorry. I just get a little carried away sometimes. Please don't. You know who it was. Okay, well, that's good. Anyway, we should probably now do our spoilery type thought. Go see the spider. Like, this will surprise you, Michelle. Honestly, I'm so much of a Primal Fear spider person. I've never even seen Arachnophobia. So I can't tell you how this compares to that as being like the most legendary scary spider movie that I know of. But
Arachnophobia is fun.
Here's
That's
what I know.
Movie.
Really? I might have to check it out. Does it freak you out like this one did?
No. Oh. This one legitimately made me so uncomfortable. Arachnophobia is just like, I don't know. I think they didn't have the technology that they do now. So it was just like,
that's
a whole bunch of spiders. Sure.
If you want to see it before we spoil things, go do that now. Okay. Did you come back? Great. Michelle.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to be able to, like, can I predict your plot line summary of this movie?
You know what? Go for it.
Here's Michelle's plot lines. I think I can do it justice, not just as doing it, but as how I feel mm-hmm. like you would address this particular movie.
Yep.
There's some dudes, and it looks like they are in Africa or maybe the Middle East. It is a desert scenario of some kind. They're going out and flipping over rocks in the desert. There's a hole under one of those rocks. Oh, shit, there's spiders in that hole. Oh, and then they take one of the spiders to France for whatever reason, and it's in a pawn shop in France. And a guy buys it and takes it to his bedroom, but then, oh, shit, it gets out. Now there's fucking spiders everywhere. Oh, shit, spiders, more spiders, 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 spiders. Oh, fuck, the cops are also assholes. More spiders, bigger spiders, bigger spiders. That giant fucking spider. Wait, he just ran away and let him out? Okay, the end.
You know what? Yeah. Yeah, that was a better summary than mine was gonna be. Yes, yeah. I co-opt
it really
all of that.
Spiders and spiders and spiders.
The only thing you did not mention that I would have is that all of this happens over a really fucking great soundtrack.
Oh,
I need
we're
that
gonna
soundtrack.
Have, oh, that's funny you said that, Michelle. Because there were a number of times watching this movie where I literally said in my own head to myself, man, French hip-hop does not do it for me.
I love French hip-hop.
That's one where we, and again, you know, French hip-hop is your thing, that's fine. But, oh, man, I was like, whoa, this is... there's
I used to
one
be super into Chitty Bang.
When we first meet,
he might be British. Never mind.
When we first meet Manon in the bathroom, weird French Manon. I'll just say it like you pronounce all the letters in it. When we first meet her in the bathroom ripping tiles off the wall, there's some kind of crazy metal song playing, and I can't identify what it was, and I couldn't tell from the credits because they're all in French. And I didn't see any names that looked like they might be metal band names. That was the one song that I thought was kind of cool.
I found the playlist on Spotify, so I'll listen and send you the one that's metal. Based on the pictures I'm looking at, there are a few contenders. And then
give me the
most
names.
Of the other ones were... okay, so there is Benjamin Epps. That's mm-hmm. not the one. Lalo. Mm-hmm. No, I think that was the one I really liked at the beginning. Hero? K-E-R-O-U-E. And then there's Mohand Baha and Osiris Jack. Those are the ones that were not by Double Danger. Double Danger did basically everything else.
Oh, okay. Well, Double Danger. Michelle thinks you're cool.
I do. I pulled up the Spotify playlist already. It's sweet. I really like this music.
So, let me break down here. So, first of all, like I said, this movie... It has all these crazy, like, it opens with this cool sort of suspenseful spider sequence out in the desert while they're looking for the spiders. This dude gets bit by one, and then the next thing you know, one of the other dudes is macheteing his damned head off. It's a real intense right away opening, right? And in the spidery moments, it's like real high intensity. It's real, like, it's quick because the spiders in this movie, first of all, are fast as fuck. The way a lot of spiders
so
really
fast.
Are, which is part
they're
of what's so goddamn terrifying about them, is when they want to be, they're fast as fuck.
Oh, I just got the goosebumps just
yeah,
thinking about
and
it.
This, but then also this movie and a commendable effort, and I'm sure for some people it worked better than it did for me. It just didn't connect with me. It also has this story about Caleb and his sister, and their mom has recently passed away, and they live in this sort of rundown building already as it is. Housing project sort of place, whatever the French equivalent of that would be. And there are a lot of personal struggles there, you know, and this whole thing. The kid has been accused of being a drug dealer, and maybe he was a drug dealer at one point in the past. And I hate to say it because I don't want to, like, I'm not saying that dubbed is in any way better. Like, subtitled is the way to go. But for me, part of watching any movie with subtitles, unfortunately, is that I can only get lost in it so far because I have to maintain a certain amount of focus on the subtitles. Whereas with a movie in English, I can just let go of that and be consumed and get absorbed into the story. And so I was missing a little bit of that here. I think I was just never able to get caught up in it. Also, the tone is so, and the energy is so drastically different. The spider stuff is so high energy and so quickly paced. And the dramatic stuff is very, I'm not going to say it's slow in a bad way, but it is very ponderous, deliberate drama, and they shift those gears so often, and it just never really gelled for me. I thought each one did what it was doing well, but it just never quite sunk together. How about for you?
I actually loved how sad and dramatic the parts outside of the really high intense spider stuff was. It didn't gel for you. For me, I think that shift made it so that when danger was happening and they're running and screaming, it felt so much more intense because it also helped me connect with these people a lot more. I found myself actually remembering people's names, and I'm terrible at remembering people's names. But
yeah,
Jordy dying was so upsetting, and I cared.
Interesting that you mentioned that, because I do remember every one of these characters' names. You had mm-hmm. Caleb and his sister Manon, and then her mm-hmm. friend Lila.
Lila.
And Lila's boyfriend, Jordy. And then Caleb's
Matthew's
friend,
Mati.
I think it's Mati is how you pronounce it. I don't think you pronounce the S, but I don't know. Mathis. Yeah. Mathis fucks the police, by the way. I definitely caught that subtitle right at the end there. Mathis fucks the police. That was pretty fucking rad. But so that's an interesting point, because much mm-hmm. like you, I often have a hard time. I do find myself wondering, at least for me, how much of that is connected to having to watch the subtitles and seeing it mm-hmm. over and over and over. I'm sure that has something to do with it as well.
Yeah, but I watch a lot of stuff with subtitles because now I'm always looking for squelching subtitles.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And I still don't remember names. I think they did a really good job
squelch.
Thou shalt squelch. They did a really good job of making me care about these characters, reiterating their names. A lot of things just don't say the names after they say it once. They're like, this is my friend Jack, and we never hear Jack's name ever again. So I think that just goes to show like how good and natural this dialogue was, that I cared and I paid attention, and I knew exactly what Caleb's background was. I knew exactly what his hustle was, what his life goals were, what his conflict with his sister was. There's a really well fleshed out story and background. It wasn't just a movie where this guy, we don't care about him, he unleashed a spider in his apartment building. It Also, the fact that this happened to this apartment building, which says in the description is very run down. These are people with not a lot of money. They're being killed because the police don't really care about this area. And so they're like, man, whatever. It's not rich people who are getting fucked up by spiders. So it happened to an already very like impoverished group of people. So that, like, when it went to that dramatic moment at the end showing the apartment building being taken down, like everybody who wasn't there and killed by a spider is now homeless and lost everything. And I think that really somber note really struck like a chord with me and stuck with me. This was a movie that horrified me at parts, but then it really made me care so much. And I think didn't gel for you. For me, it gelled perfectly, and I love that. I was so into it.
Yeah, and like I said myself, like I do think the dramatic parts and those parts of the movie were well done. I do want to say just specifically for me, it wasn't that any of it was specifically not to my liking. It's just the shift was too much for me, and I ultimately I think my experience with this movie is all of these things combined, right? There's a little bit from the subtitle element. We've talked before that I also just have a little bit of ADHD issue where following the subtitles makes me anxious that I'm missing something on the screen. And then, you know, all these other, and I think they all just kind of contribute a little bit to just the overall experience of not quite being able to get that point where I'm just completely carried away. This maybe more than any of them is one where I want to very much emphasize my experience here is not this movie's fault. It is really well made, especially the creepy bits. I did mention something in my spoiler free though that I want to talk about how the further into the movie we got, there was a little bit of a detachment for me, specifically from the spider fear. And we've talked before that a lot of times I like more of a monster movie where it's like a Godzilla, King Kong action-y monster movie. Horror monster movies aren't always really my vibe. Ultimately, just the bigger the spiders got, the less it creeped me out because they were less realistic. The creepiest parts of this to me were the early scenes where they were still very realistic, very fucking. Like, this movie, at one point, I would have told you, fuck Jordan Peele, this movie is called Nope. Like, in fact, this movie would be called fucking Nope. Just F word on the title, fucking Nope. There are bits in that first 45 minutes or so of this that just made my skin crawl. Gonna make it real difficult to sleep for a couple of days. I like genuinely every little thing I see out of the corner of my eye is gonna make me think spiders for a while. But the bigger they got, as they got bigger and bigger and bigger, right up to that point at the end where there's this giant spider just sitting right in front of their car, and I do want to talk about that in a bit as well. How about you? You mentioned that there were parts of this that just terrified you to your core. Did that have any effect on you, like as they became more unrealistically large, or how did that work for you?
I think the only one that didn't work for me is also the one outside of the car. Up until that, I think that progression that they showed of like each time they saw one, they're like, these things are getting bigger. Like, that's a very scary concept.
For
So
sure.
while in the beginning, like when it's he kills one by stepping on it and then suddenly he's covered in spiders, that was still like a very different, like a primal reaction. And I'm kind of glad that I wasn't stuck in that headspace for the rest of the movie and I could actually enjoy it, because if it had just been like tons of baby spiders all over everybody the whole time, I think I would have been in such like a fight or flight panic mode
Oh, yeah.
that I wouldn't have been able to enjoy it. So it kind of
Baby
like as they
spiders
got
creep me
bigger.
out almost more than full-size spiders because they come in thousands, right?
Yeah, I won't get into like how bad my living situation was growing up, but I lived in a spider infested home.
Oh, I we had
And
I
the
lived in a
thing,
trailer house that had, especially in the
yep.
entryway, there was one summer where
Oh.
we got like two or three spider eggs up in the corners of the entryway, and a couple of like
Yep.
two of them burst at the same time. It took forever before I could even go into the house because I had to go through that entryway where the spider eggs were.
Yep.
Oh
Basically the same thing. I moved my dresser and a spider egg burst and
my
I was
God.
covered in baby spiders.
No.
Yeah. No,
Okay.
like people say it's an irrational fear. Nope, for us,
It's
very
very
rational.
rational
Very
fear. Very
rational.
rational, yeah.
I
But
think
anyway,
they're cool from afar, but
yeah.
please do
Te
not touch me.
tell us about the stuff that terrified you.
Yeah, I think just like it at the beginning, they did such a good job of just for people who have arachnophobia, they catered to that. The opening scene in the desert interested me, especially when it like freeze frames to him killing that guy and then cuts to music that I really enjoyed. So that opening brought me in, but the part where like you just know like there's a fucking spider in that shoe. There's a spider in that shoe. Oh
Oh
my God, I
yeah.
have a fear of a spider being in my
Yeah.
shoe. And like it just it took the fear that it assumes that so many people have, and it was correct. And it just
Yeah.
went, hey, this is a nightmare scenario, isn't it? And it just built on that. But then eventually, when the entire place is just covered in cobwebs, I found myself kind of relaxing a little bit. And I
Yeah.
wasn't as scared at those moments, but I was more interested in the way that I usually am with horror movies of
Right.
I'm not scared, but I am having a good time now. I think I would have been way too panicky if they
Yeah,
had
and I
kept.
think that
Get that primal fear.
it's got to be connected to just that slightly less realistic element, right? As they
Yep.
get bigger, because yeah, the most intense stuff, and I really like the way that there are two things that I want to talk about with the way the spiders get bigger, because I feel like the way that progressed was, like you said, done really well. The first thing is. Early on, when they're still small and they're just getting a little bigger, I'm not even sure yet that they're getting bigger, and I'm just not like having like a psychological experience where they look big and creepy. I thought
Or it's
that
an editing mistake where
right,
like, oh, did they not realize what
oh no,
size they
I
were throughout the movie?
at no point at all did I think that at all.
Ugh.
I it was either, but then and then of course as it moves on, I'm like, okay, they are getting bigger. But then I think the best example of that is towards the end of the movie when they're making their way up to the rooftop and the guy has the crank, Mathis has the crank flashlight and they're going up this stairwell and every now and then the flashlight dies and he's got to turn around and crank it again. I am pretty sure the spiders are slightly bigger. Every time the light turns on as they're going up that stairwell. And
Yep.
that, as just a set piece, was really well done. Just, yeah, because they show you just enough to register that they're a little bigger every time. And that's a balance that you could very easily screw up. You have to show us just enough. Right? And it's and without giving too much to keep up the suspense of it. It is just that sequence. That's the sequence where I was like, all right, definitely show me what this guy can do with an Evil Dead movie. I'm very
Yeah.
much interested in that.
You specifically called out the car spider. I want to hear your thoughts on that.
Okay, so let me just ask you a question. And maybe this just came from my. Are we supposed to believe that that biggest giant fucking spider that they run into or almost run into with the car at the end is the same spider that he originally took from the store that's just been getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and it kind of recognizes that he's the one who like brought it out of that situation, and just that's why when he just says turn the lights off, because the lights have are what's been stopping them this whole time. So he says turn the lights off, and then the big ass spider just runs away. First of all, super anticlimactic, I thought. He just stands out there for a while, and there's this tense back and forth. And he just says, "Shut the lights off," They shut the lights off, and the spider runs away, and then they just leave. Is that what we're supposed to believe? Is like that? Because if that's what this is, that's a little much for an ending here. Little overboard. Like, is that what's, or is it just a huge spider? It's the only one we ever saw that size, and that's what makes me feel like, is that what they were doing here?
Oh, God. You might be onto something, because I didn't think that, because the spider, like, when he gets it at the beginning, it's not, like, getting progressively bigger while it's in the little container. So I didn't think, like, these spiders just get bigger quickly.
Well, and they explain that because there was a point where Jordy was looking at some spider information on the internet, and he mentions that there are certain species within this family of spiders where the females will spontaneously grow bigger to protect their offspring. So I think it wasn't getting bigger until it started laying eggs. And that's when it started getting, I feel like the idea is that with each generation, they're all getting bigger up the chain, right? So like each generation, A gets bigger, B gets bigger. So that would mean all the way up the end, the first one is like the hive mother is going to be that big queen spider, right? But then there was also a part of me that's like, isn't that the spider that gets killed when the dude puts his foot in the shoe? So I don't know. Maybe I'm just reading too much into it, but I was like, is that what's happening? Is that the only thing that made sense to me about why the spider just runs away? Why did the spider just leave? What happened there? Did I miss something?
It's like they just had a spider listed under the IMDb cast page, so I could figure out which spider is which.
The spider,
like, them be like. Like, Michaela played Mother Spider, and Jeremy played Spider.
Oh, they don't have that?
No, they didn't tell me which spider. Oh, one thing I did want to comment on, I mentioned it jokingly, but it's clear they used real critters a lot of this.
Yeah.
The spiders, but they also had, like, millipedes and all the other bugs at the beginning. And like I said, terrified of spiders, but I am fascinated by any sort of, we'll just say, wildlife. Like, I love aquatic creatures. I love insects from afar. I like snakes from afar.
Oh, yeah. I'm fascinated,
like, I'm
by
fascinated
critters,
by them.
For sure.
Exactly. So the fact that they did that, I actually wanted to see, like, a behind the scenes of this more than I do in a lot of movies where I'm like, I want to see, like, how much of this was real spiders? How did you get the actors, like, acclimated to working with real spiders? Did anybody in the cast have arachnophobia? Like, I have questions that I really want to check out a lot of how this was made, more so than I do with, like, movies that I just enjoy the special effects of. That I thought was really cool, that this was not just bad CGI for the whole time. And I think that is a big part of why it worked for me too. We got these close-ups and it was clear these are real spiders in a lot of these scenes. And it really added to that fear that I had, because I was like, oh God, is that actually a spider crawling on him? I couldn't see it. Was it CGI? Was this a real part? Like, I really like that they use a lot of spiders that I think a lot of people have gone CGI for.
Sure.
Now I'm gonna
absolutely
look it up in there and be like, not a single spider was used in this.
Well, if there were
we don't
no
even
real
really
spiders,
know what spiders
they did
look
a damn
like
good job. Here's another question I want to throw your way, Michelle, because there's a couple of specific scenes and moments that tie in. Do you think the idea here is that this is just some crazy mutant spider breed that just does this by nature? Like, once they start reproducing, they reproduce very quickly, they spread very quickly, they get bigger very quickly. That's just what they do. Or do you feel like there was something also supernatural at play here?
I think this is just what that spider does.
Okay.
Because in the beginning, the way that they go out to the desert and they are hunting these spiders, I think for the most part, they're not just going to kill a friend if one gets bit. These are clearly people, like, this is what they do. They know what the appropriate reaction is. And I think very few times it'd be, I just need to kill my friend without emotion.
Yeah,
unless there's something special about this spider in particular that they know it's not good.
We got to cut his head off and smash it before the eggs hatch is essentially.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got to make sure. Yeah. Okay. I only
I
asked
think that
because,
opening scene really solidifies this spider in particular.
I do agree with you. I only ask because there were a couple of moments in here that are also very, like, just a really interesting moment that I enjoyed is when Caleb first takes the spider out of the plastic tub to put it in the shoebox. They get you all these close-ups of all the other critters just freaking out. Just, like, they just, like, they can suddenly smell it. You know, they can sense it once that cover is off of it. And they all start, like, I thought that was really, but that also made me wonder, like, oh, is this, like, evil spider? Like, not just, like fucked up,
spider.
But, like, evil spider? And then, again, also just the speed at which everything happened. But there was also one moment, and I figure what it is just, you know, maybe there was a baby pod that popped open. But there was a moment early on, I think, after, like, somebody's going to, like, they stomp on a spider that's, like, under a shirt. And then they pick it up and, like, all these tiny spiders.
That bathroom.
I thought, like, for a moment, I was like, is this going to be some crazy, like, demon spider that when you kill the big one, it just smashes into little ones, and then the little ones can come together to make bigger ones, and they're all going to eventually meld together and be the giant. That didn't happen. That would be a pretty sweet movie where you got, like, the spiders can all slowly just, like, mold together to become mega spider, like the Power Rangers or whatever, but, like, by the millions.
I like the Power Rangers. I do not want a gigantic Megazord, whatever.
Random moment I had is when they first come into that one lady's apartment and she's dead and her head's twitching. It turns out it's just that's because they planted a bunch of eggs in her head and they're about ready to burst out. But I said to myself two things. I said, if it turns out that not only are these crazy spiders, but they also turn these people into zombies, I'm out. I'm done. I'm not even going to finish this movie. That didn't happen. But then I had another thought. I was like, what if one of these spiders is so big at this point that they're going to get close and it's going to lurch up and it's just going to, like, have this lady's severed head on the spider? That would have been cool. They didn't do that. That would have been cool. Spider person.
This is such a tiny thing that didn't work for me and kind of brought me out. But all these spiders click, and I did not like that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they really do.
I didn't like it, though, because I kept being like, oh, this is a species of spiders that clicks. Like, spiders tap the ground to communicate, and, like, they do have kind of a little chirping sound, but I can't imagine that they would be hunting and trying to communicate to other spiders all the time. And so I just thought too much about spider facts and being like, that kind of brought me out. I think if they were, like, a stealthy killer, it would have been so much worse. The sound is it alerts us. And so I think if they had just been completely silent, it would have been even scarier.
Right, but you know what, I don't necessarily agree, because yes, it might be scarier with the sudden startling moments, but if what you're trying to do is create a sense of ongoing tension, like in a high speed action situation, but you don't want to show too much, you have that sound to help maintain that connection. You can make the sound get louder and quieter. You can do a lot with it to maintain your tension level. So,
you know,
I'm
what
guessing
they should have done with that sound then?
What?
They should have been able to hear it in the walls.
Oh yeah, that would have been something.
Because it was just like they'd make eye contact with the spider with way too many fucking eyes, and then it would start clicking. And I think that's like the fact that the spiders were predatory instead of just doing what nature told them to do. The moments where it's like stalking these people and making a slow clicking noise and like slowly approaching, kind of like a tiger, I think that was part of it. Is it was like a more of like a predatory wildlife as opposed to like, this is scary because this is just a spider surviving. They they don't know, like, and kind of given like the spider's a moral compass. It's kind of what that felt like, of like, they're just mean spiders and they're evil.
Oh, yeah. Well, I definitely got the impression that they were very aggressive, violent, territorial spiders.
Yeah. When they attack that one lady's face.
They attack a lot of faces in this. They have a
yeah.
They have a taste for faces.
Why would she put her face back up there? She's like, this mask is gonna save me. No, lady, no, don't put your head up there.
Yeah.
And she
Also, that
did, and
mask
then she
is
just Febrezed them.
that
Oh,
it wasn't Febreze. It
I
was,
know, I
but I
know.
what I did
But I
want to
like the
say
idea of
is,
like you're lavender scented and you're
a
dead.
bandana over your face isn't gonna do shit against the amount of bug spray pyrethrins she
Oh.
put into that crawl space. That was
Yeah.
maybe the most unbelievable part of the movie. But
Yeah.
yeah, this
But
was
maybe if she breathed it in, she'd die quickly. Maybe that's what she was hoping for. If the spiders are gonna get me. Ooh. Ooh.
Spiders, spiders, spiders.
They have too many legs. Only octopuses should have 8 legs. Like 4 people, 2 dogs, 1 octopus. Those are all acceptable numbers of egg legs. Or like very few things benefit from suddenly having 8 legs, but like centipedes and millipedes, maybe. I think that could be an improvement if they suddenly had 8 legs instead
Because
of
it'd be m
hundreds.
much
But
less. I see what you're
it'd
doing
be
there.
much
Yeah.
less. Yeah. But aside from that, like, it's too many legs. What do you need that many legs for? You run in a marathon? I'm scared of anybody who runs for enjoyment. Fuck that. Too many legs.
You know what
Don't like
bothers
it.
me even more than too many legs is also at the same time too many eyes. Who
Yeah.
needs
The
more
better to
than
see
two
you with,
fucking
my
eyes?
dear.
They
Ugh.
have 6 eyes, Michelle. 6 eyes.
Know. I only have 4 eyes, and that's too many.
It's way too
Sorry.
many
I wear
eyes.
glasses. I wear
Way too
scratch
many.
glasses. God damn it.
20 eyes
It's
in
too many
my
eyes.
head. They're all the same.
Yeah, like how do you know which eye to look at? You know when you're like concentrating on like what like making eye contact with the person, but you're like, should I be watching the left or the right eye
Well,
because
you
they're so
can't.
close
You,
to you that
first of
you're
all, never
spiders,
make eye
you gotta
contact with a
rotate.
spider. It'll fucking kill you. Didn't you learn that from this movie, Michelle? Don't make
Well,
eye
I,
contact with a
despite
spider.
my spider fear, I do relocate them outside, even though I know that they're probably gonna
No,
die anyway. It
that's a
makes
good
me feel
thing to
better.
do, but don't
Let
look them in the
yeah.
eye when you do it.
But I do. I try to. I talk to them, and I
You can
because it
talk to
helps
them
me feel
without
better.
looking them in the eye, Michelle.
But then, like,
Never look
how
a
will I
spider in
know
the
where they are?
eye. Never look a
Do they take
spider.
as an act of
That's
aggression?
a thing that old wives say, isn't it? Never look a spider in the eye. Isn't that folk wisdom from somewhere? I don't know.
I don't know a lot of old wives.
I don't
They're all
either, for
dead.
that matter. They're
All the
all
old wives are
dead.
dead.
Wow. Jesus, that got bleak
I'm
all of a
becoming the new
sudden.
generation of old wives.
Oh.
The women who came before us are dead now.
This is fair. Do you have anything else to say about infested Michelle Verminace?
That Geordi dying scene was very fucking
That was,
upsetting.
yeah, I will say that is the one real heavy emotional moment that did connect with me.
Oof.
It like the whole thing from like through the death sequence and all of that, through the emotional, here's what I like, the emotional breakdown of Lila, and then they're in that place, and then you just hear him screaming in the distance, and that all goes on just a little longer than you want it to,
And
and
you're
then you
watching them
and my
reacting to it
Yeah,
and
my
trying to cover their
favorite bit
ears.
of the whole
Ooh.
thing is it finally fades to black and he stops screaming in the distance and the music goes silent and you think it's finally done. And then in the black, you hear nothing but just a piercing scream from Lila. It's just like
Yeah.
that was an intense sequence. You know what,
Yeah.
Michelle, talking through this, I feel like a three skulls for just not gelling well is maybe not the right way to go. I'm gonna bump this up to a 3.75. Because like I said, the individual
Whoa.
elements are all great, and I don't think the way it gelled is really the movie's fault. And so I wanna reflect that a little bit more. The more I've sat here and talked about it, as has happened on more than one occasion. There are things about this movie. Speaking of having a moment to sit down and look at it, I don't know if you guys have read my ghoul blog at wewatchshudder.com about Late Night with the Devil. I was fucking wrong about that movie. Holy shit. That movie is so goddamn good. Go to wewatchshudder.com, read my ghoul blog. I'm not fucking revealing any big, deep, dark secrets here. Maybe a couple, I guess. There were a couple
You
of really
revealed
well
deep,
hidden
dark
things.
secrets for me.
There were a
Yeah.
couple of really well hidden things that I was able to discover, but even just the way once you're aware of the story, being able to go back and appreciate, this is so well written, it's so layered. they prefigure so many things in so many different ways. I realize this is not a Late Night with the Devil episode, but I wanted to get that out there. But yeah, this movie, I think people should check it out. There is one more thing that I wanted to talk about, and I almost forgot about it. The thing in this that would be like the, like of all the things that happened to them in this movie, I think the one that would fuck me up the most is having to go through that hallway that's just completely enshrouded on all sides, top and bottom, with webs, and the light keeps turning off every now and then, and they got us just walking that hallway because you are completely surrounded with nowhere to go. Yeah, I here's what I'm telling you, Michelle. This happens in my apartment building, I'm fucking dead.
Demolish it with me inside. I can't even like just burn it down. The part where after the bathroom, when they get Lila and Jordy out of the bathroom and they're just duct taping that bathroom, and they're like, we just don't use that bathroom now. Like, that's a fair reaction. If you didn't know that, we don't have a bathroom in our apartment now. You have to go to the gas station down the street every time, and that's fine.
We just don't.
There would never be enough of like an exterminator that would make that okay. I would never feel safe in that bathroom again. May as well leave it taped forever.
Michelle, watched this movie. All I did was watch this movie in my bedroom, and I am not going to feel safe in my bedroom for several days. I didn't see any actual spiders here. I have never once in the entire time I've lived here seen a spider. I'm going to be creeped the fuck out in this room just because I watched this movie. In this room, some of that's like I said early on when there's still just like real spidery spiders. Fuck, man.
I'm terrified of a spider crawling into my ear and laying eggs. And
oh, you read that story too?
The blankets,
huh?
I put my blanket like way up around my ears until I fall asleep, so that I feel like this blanket will be my defense against them. They're just waiting for me to fall asleep, and I'm gonna be doing that a lot more intensely, and like wrapping my entire head in a towel if I suffocate. Whatever, it's better than a spider laying eggs in my brain.
Right.
I thought I was getting better about my spider fear because I did find a spider like 2 months ago. I was like, hey, buddy. And he was like on my desk and I did not scream once. I panic talked at him while I put him in a box and I brought him outside. And he was kind of big and he was clearly not happy about it. He was like putting his two front legs up. And I was like, hey, bud. Hey, sorry, you can't stay here or my cats will eat you. And I'm not saying that they should, but like, I'm not going to stop them. And so I was like trying to get him outside. And now I feel like we've completely reset it. And the next spider that shows up in my house, I'm so sorry to them, but I cannot be held responsible for my actions. I don't think you should kill spiders, but sometimes I enter like a state where like I just need to survive and I can't help myself.
Do you?
We got a spider catcher, by the way. Do that. The little like toggle thing with the little handle at the end. It works great, except I found a really big spider once and I used the spider catcher and it fucking fought back against the bristles and got out.
That's fucking fantastic. Oh, my God.
I picked him up again. He got outside. But
I'm not going to before we wrap up here, Michelle, this memory just came to me. I'm not going to ask you to relive any specific traumatizing spider moments from your past. But can I tell you the single most terrifying spider experience I've ever had in my life?
I would love to hear it.
Okay,
yes.
So this was, again, in the trailer house that had spider problems because it's a trailer house, you know, and they have spider problems.
Most spiders, mo problems.
Most spiders, mo problems, yes. So one day, I am making brunch for my father and I, just some eggs and fried potatoes and, you know, just some really, it was just a late breakfast. It wasn't really a brunch. But we're both just going to sit in the living room watching TV and eating our eggs and taters and whatnot. And so I take him his plate. And then I go and get my plate from the kitchen, and I walk out into the living room, and I turn around so that my back is to the chair to sit down. And before I can sit down, a very large spider on a single strand of webbing just very quickly propels down from the ceiling right into the middle of my plate of food, at which point I screamed like a little girl and hucked this full plate of food across the fucking room because the spider scared the shit out of me. Now, keep in mind, my dad is sitting there eating his breakfast. His only experience is I turn around, scream, and throw a plate of food across the room. He's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" I was like, "Sorry, this is a spider."
And that spider thought it was Tom Cruise and so smoothly it saw Mission Impossible once and is like, "I'm going to get this egg," and he's going to have no idea. It backfired.
Just perfect aim right down into the middle of I screamed and I just, without even said, just on instinct, I watched the fucking eggs and potatoes just go flight. It took forever to clean up the living room. Oh, God. No. Spiders.
Probably have done the same.
I
would have just like, if I had like the ability to react appropriately, the appropriate reaction is just setting the plate down and letting the spider have it. Or like taking that, you're going to throw the plate away anyway. Like, may as well let it eat.
No, I think my reaction was perfectly appropriate.
I'm saying if I was able to react, you clearly went with the id response, and that's fine. I'm saying if I could react, I would just set it down and walk away. That spider it's hungry. I don't want to mess with it. I know what I'm like when I'm hungry.
In retrospect, to this day, one of the funniest goddamn things that ever happened to me, but Jesus, that thing scared the... And, of course, I mean, it was probably about as big around maybe as a nickel, but it landed in that plate, and it looked like it was a fucking tarantula just because it startled the Christ out of me.
Spiders should never touch potatoes. That's not a fair thing.
Spiders should never touch anything. They should not exist.
They should just hover. That's so much worse.
Hoverboard spiders. There's just fucking spiders everywhere in the air.
Oh, my God. John Dies at the End is one of my favorite books of all time. And I wish I could remember the exact quote, but he talks about the Goliath man-eating spider. And he says that the Goliath man-eating spider cannot fly. And the only reason he knows that it cannot fly is because if it was the flying Goliath man-eating spider, then we would call it Sir and we would be its subservient people. And I agree with that. Great fucking book. I did think of one thing that I've heard that people who don't know the book liked it, and I can see that. I couldn't remove myself from it. Unfortunately, sometimes like there's stuff that I watch and I'm like, oh, the book was better, but that's fine. Like, book and movie should be an entirely different experience from one another. I actually talked to a friend about that in depth yesterday, talking about Ready Player One and how both the movie and book are good but completely separate properties, basically. John Dies at the End, I couldn't remove myself. Same problem with Walking Dead. I love Walking Dead, but I could not get into the TV show because all these people are dead. How am I supposed to remember that they're alive in the show? I gotta keep track of what the fuck Glenn's doing. Man, too many people.
Fucking Glenn. I found the quote, by the way. That's why I asked you how you felt about the movie, because I wanted to kill time while I found the quote. Here's the quote from John Dies at the End. It says, David Wong. That's from John Dies at the End, right? Isn't that the guy's name, David Wong?
Yep, that's his pen name for it.
It says,
Parnak, something like that.
I know the Goliath fucking bird-eating spider can't fly, because if it could, it would have a different name entirely. We would call it Sir because it would be the dominant species on the planet. None of us would leave the house unless a Goliath fucking bird-eating spider said it was okay.
Yeah, great, great books. I own all of them if you want to borrow them sometime.
We may have to do that. Well, Michelle,
I did want to say my one quick thing of how this could have been improved. You said you didn't really like the French hip hop. What if they replaced the French hip hop with It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, like the Toxic Avenger Part 2 from 1989, where they just played that song on repeat for like an entire 15 minutes.
I never need
to
hear that song ever again for the rest of my life.
I kind of want to like make a little video that is a scene from this movie. Like when Jordy's dying, the background music is It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing.
No.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That would ruin it. What are you talking about?
Ruin it or make it better.
You
There's only
be on
one
to
way. Let's all find out together.
Right on. Guys, coming up next week, we got Michelle in review because April is all, how the fuck are we getting into May already? We also got, if you've seen the schedule coming up next week, no new Shutter drop. So we're going back and picking out or picking up one that Michelle was particularly interested in checking out. We are going to watch the year 2000 or was it 99?
I don't remember.
Anyway, American Psycho is the movie that we're going to be watching. If you've never seen it before, it's a good opportunity to check it out. If you have seen it, good opportunity to check it out again. I've seen it a couple of times, but it's been a minute. And I've also read the book. Have you read the book, Michelle?
Oh, my God. The book is one of like the most fucked up things. I've read a lot of Stephen King. There is a scene in that where I'm like, this is one of the most fucked up things I've ever read in my life.
I don't like
the book. I love the book, though.
Oh, wow.
I like the book.
Well, we're going to talk about the movie. At least we'll probably talk about the book a little bit as well if we're getting into that. That's all coming up. Make sure you check out WeWatchShutter.com. It's got our schedule. The guy at the end is going
to
tell you about
the
social medias, all that good stuff.
We just need to watch, or we need to just have like book and movie parties where like we read the book and we watch the movie and then we talk about it. Because apparently that's my theme this week.
Talking
to everybody. I talked to my coworker about Walking Dead on Monday. I talked about Ready Player One last night. Today we're talking about John Dies at the End. Apparently that's the theme for the week. American Psycho.
Talk about good night, Michelle.
Good night, Michelle.
For more horror content, visit WeWatchShudder.com, where you'll find our world-famous, patent-pending Ghoul blog and Squelch files, as well as a schedule of upcoming episodes. Find us on social media, at WeWatchShudder, on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and, I guess, Twitter, if you're still doing that for whatever reason. You can email us, mail@WeWatchShudder.com is the address, mail@WeWatchShudder.com. You can even call and leave us a voicemail, 701-566-9510. No, really, 701-566-9510. Give it a shot, see what happens. We Watch Shudder is a production of Rat Factory Media.